We are on Daf Lamatesim at Beis. Tanya Idach, we learned another Baraisa on seven lines from the bottom. Afalpi Sha'amru Einus Noisim Miyad. Even though the halacha is that a person who's Ma'anis and Isha, he gives right away the Chamishim Kesef to the father. Sheyaitzehu, when he gives her a get, ain la olav klum. So she doesn't have any pain on him, any tviyat to him, for ksube. That means the chmishim kesef was not given to her, was given to the father before he even married her. Afal pikein, when he gives her a get, she there's no tviyat that she has on him, give me a ksube. So first the Gemara is medayik from the Lashon of the Baraisa, Kshayoitzi, when he gives her a get, mi motzi mapikla, can he give her a get? There's a lav, v'yuchel eshalcha kol yomov, emok sheteitzi hi. No, it means if she wanted a get, k'get, and he is maskim to give her a get, ein lo olav klum. There's no tviya of a ksubit. Mace, what happens if he dies? Yeitze kesef knoso b'ksuboso. Then the kesef knas will be b'mokim the ksube. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, yesh lo ksube mon. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakame. And he holds she has a ksubes mone. We're speaking about an anuse who Bishas, he married her, she was a ba'ul already, so she is a ksubis mona. So we hear via machloikis the Tanakama, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, does she get a ksubi? The Tanakama says, ain lo olav klum, she doesn't have any tvi of a ksubi. And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, she does have a tvi of a ksubi. Frekte gemore ba mai komiflegi, what is the machloikis? What is the svore of the machloikis? So the gemore says as follows, Rabbonon sovri, taime mait kino rabbonon ksube. What was the reason why the rabbonon were misaken a ksube? Kedei shele teikalo ba'inov leitzio. That means we have to give him an incentive they should not want to be megarisha. So we tell him the zachiyev ksube, if you'll give her a get, you'll have to pay a ksube. So that holds him back from giving her a get. But over here, he can't give her a get. There's another meineya that's preventing him from giving her a get. The Torah says, liyuchel eshalcha kol yomov. So Mimela, so here there's no need of a ksube to be a preventive measure that shalaita kalabain of loitzia. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, sova, honami mitzaylo ad omrehi loibinoloch. So Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says this alone is not a preventive measure. It could be shall be kalabain of loitzia. So you'll say, but he can't give her a get, he's not allowed to. So there's eitzes how to avoid this barrier. He'll be mitzayah her till she'll request a get from him. So then, she want a get, b'chol ha-covid, and there's no love, and he gives her a get, so memela, so would vayta be kala be'in of lo'itziya. So therefore, the takone of ksube still remains. Before we see Rashi, there's a shini haloshin in the Baraisa between nisgarsha and nisalmeno. By nisgarsha, it says, ain lo olav klum. There it says, absaloshin, that she doesn't have a tviya. Meis, David says a pesachesben yotza kesef knosa biksubosa. So learning the barais and not understanding fully what it means, but al kaponim, it seems when he gives her a get, he doesn't have a tviya. By nisalmano, there is a cheshben, could be there is a mokim liten lo ksube. Nor there's a psacheshben yeitze kesef knosa biksubosa, whatever this could mean. And the Ritva is medayik, this diyik, and the Ritva says that al kaponim by nisgarsha ain la all of klum. Napshad is that the knas is b'mokei maksuba. There's no chiyuv ksuba, so ain la all of klum. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says af al pi sha'omru einis. Nice and miyad, she yetziyeno, ain la olav klum. V'lo yamrinon, and we don't say, ain knosa tachas ksubosa. We don't say the knas is not bemokim the ksubashayla via nice and miyad. Ela kesef knosa huksubosa. V'chein imeis, Yotza kesef knosa biksubosa. So Rashi seems to say, not like that. Rashi seems to say that by nizgarsha there's also this cheshbin. You shouldn't say that the kesef knosa cannot be bemokim diksube. No, it's not that way. Ela kesef knosa huksubosa. And like the Ritva we mentioned before, and Rashi Lucha is very schwer. Forget about the Dik and the Baraisa, but the Gemara says the Lomdus is because there's no Chiyuv Ksube, because it's not Kalbein of Legarsha. I found the Bichas Avrom seems to be Moira this on Rashi, and he says the Loshna of Rashi is Lavdavke. And the Maisa is a Moira de Kenavke Mine. It's a bashpul of a person is ma'anis an isha bisman hazeh. Does he have to give her a ksuba? The mitzvah of leisiyah leisha applies. The mitzvah of, it's not a knas. So there's a mitzvah of leisiyah leisha. The din knas of chamishim kesef does not apply. We need smuchim in order to be mechayev knas. We don't have smuchim bisman hazeh. Or a case of moide b'knas bisman when there were smuchim. So itain is also the one piyachiv ksuba, because the Gemara explains that there's no reason to give a ksuba since it's not kalbein of legarsha. The lashon of Rashi is shver mimotzi mapik lo yuchal shalcha ksib sheteitzehim yotzusa me'eleha v'tovei menuget. She wants to go out, and she requested a get, and Mr. Tomei, he complied with her, so he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. Time of my tchina rabbanu ksuba l'shal noshim, shleite kalon, here it doesn't apply. Let us see Tosfos. Time of my tchina rabbanu ksuba shleite kalon b'ein ablaitzio. So Tosfos asks, af al gav de psula yesh lo ksuba min ha-toyre. So what are you telling me, the Tamai, the Rabbonon, were Mesakan Aksubi? So Taisa says, Kuzais Bu'ulahi. She's a Bu'ula, she's not a Psula. So Memela, that's what we're speaking about, Aksubi, the Rabbonon. Umiyu Taime, but Taisa asks a Taime, the Kaposik Vetoni, the Bechol Indian ain't Loksubi. It seems to say with a Pshitis, that if it's ma'anisa, she does not get a ksuba. Afilu bole shaloi kedalka, upsula gemurhi. Nafus bole shaloi kedalka, so she has a dim psula, v'yesh la ksuba min ha-toyre. Doim bole sheini, yesh la knas. So she has a dim psula, if it's bole shaloi kedalka. V'loi havi taimish lei tekala bein of leitzio. So Tosfos asks on the stimis loshen abereise that says that it's an anusa does not have a ksuba, l'chayre the bereise should be elaborated. האמת, והם אמורים, ושיזבאו לה, ואוזניבו לו שלא כדרכו, שידוסי יבקסו בה. תאימו לרי, given the time shall I take all of bain of laitzio, if that's the whole reason for aksubis beule, almone amait kino la rabon an ksube. So why does almone have aksube? His whole reason is that we have to have something to prevent him for giving her a get readily. So fine. So when he gives her a get, he has to give aksube. Why does almone have aksube? Like, ho yolem lesaken el legrusha bilvat, shleitikala bainav leitzio. Vaimari, demiteir sheutzuchu lesaken begrusha shleitikala bainav leitzio. Tkinu nami laalmone mishum chino. So they were mesaken laalmone mishum chino. It's that a woman should have a chain to get married, and she'll have this chain when she realizes that if her husband will die, she will not be left penniless, she'll get a ksube. So, umilechatkuloi misaknim mishum chino. But since they had to be misakin that a grusha is a ksube, so they said that all noshim have a ksube, whichever even they become oisei sheish to gerish and tumise, they get a ksube. Koshel Rashbe, od sanye b'hachovel, v'chein hi shechov lo b'baylo, if she was chovel b'baylo, lo hivsido ksuboso. She doesn't lose the ksube, she doesn't have any money, so there's a problem. But she doesn't lose the ksube. Uporich, so the Gemara says, why? She owes him money. She has a ksube. Amai tazbin l'ksuboso l'baylo v'teiva sano. Let her sell her ksube to her husband v'teiva sano. V'teisev le'bahai chavole, and with that, the money he'll give her for the ksube. So she'll have money to pay him for the chavola. Umeshani homoni rameiri, dama osa lo odom, she yashas ishtoi, b'loi ksube, afilu shoachas. That means she'll sell him the ksube, that what, for toivis hano. That means the gamble that on the tzad, he gives her a get, he doesn't have to give her a ksube. So he paid already for this, $20. So the Gemara says, so we just lost the whole purpose of ksuba. Now be kalbein of leitzi. He purchased the ksuba from her. That money what he paid her is fallen. Now, but now it won't cost him a penny to give her a get. Bahashte, given the time, it's like the kalbein of leitzi. Tazbin ksuboso al menashe im tisalme. Havlim yegashena yehila ksube. Tohosam loishayich mishum china. So Taisvis asks, I have an eitzah. She should sell the ksube to the husband. That means on the tzad he'll give her a get, she has to pay a full ksube. On the tzad that he'll die, then he won't have to pay for her ksube. That means a chino is that women should want to get married. So when she got married, she had chain to get married. She had an incentive to get married, knowing that her husband, if he dies, she'll get a ksube. So this the time of chino applies. Now she sold the ksube. So there's no avla in that she sold the ksube. So memele, so that's Taisvis Kashim. For Aymeri, Kivin, the Bishar Noshim Shayech Chine, by other Noshim, if there's no Ksube by nis almano, there is an inyan of chine, afal gav de bezois loy shayich loy plug rabonon, ba osu la shoyso beloy ksuba la ramei. Lamaise, the chachomim gave a din, that an isha needs a ksuba, osu la shoyso beloy ksuba, almone dum yudegrushe. So memele, that is pshat in the Gemara style. So she is, that's no eitze to sell her ksuba to her husband. Bim taima, so Taisvis asks, "Vamai toni hocho yotza kesef knoso biksubosa." By this almano, it says that the kesef knoso that's b'mokim diksuba. Listening mace ain lo olav klum. The same lashon that says by this garsha, by this gar ain lo olav klum, because there's no chiyuv ksuba. So it's also not chiyuv ksuba. Doleitikna rabbonon lamone ela misham grusha. V'ochem mikoyek grusha ain lesakin, als grusha don't be misakin, lezois, dohole motzi legarsho. So memele say ain la olav klum. By merido chinami kivin de shayich bochino, kamei bishal amones en lono lashanoise mishar amones. It means even though the iker takones ksubis almone was, it came together with a takone that anisha needs a ksube shalai tekala bein of leitzia. But now lemaisa there's a takone already, so even though mitzad the iker takone, there wouldn't be a chiyuv to give her a ksube now, because there's no gzeira of almona oto, there's no greira of almona oto grusha. But lemaise chazal wa mechayiv aksubis almona. Loch yitzach taimid lei, the yotze kesef knosu biksuboso. Loi choshu ba medein lo ksube, lemaise, she got, the money was paid already before she got married. So in chine, this makes sense also. In chine, so, the father got it. No, it's but al kaponim. So the takona of chine, we could be yotze without what they paid the ksuba to the father. Okay, a new gemara now. Two lines from the bottom. Zok the gemara. We had in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said on daf lametesam adalef. Oynis, what is the difference between an oynis and a mafater? Ha oynis shoyse ba'atzitzoi. He stuck with the woman he was ma'anis, a chigeres, a sume, a mukeshchin. He stuck with her. And that's by an oynis. And a mafater imrotzo lohitzi moitzi. A mafater, he doesn't have to marry her. If he wants to marry her, he can marry her. He doesn't want, he doesn't have to marry her. So there's a difference between an oynis and a mafate. Omalei, oynis shayse batzitze, omalei rove mi parzakya la rab ashi, mechdei migma gomri ma'adodi. We have a gzere shove, that we learn out, oynis from mafate, mafate from oynis, the whole din, that we know that it's Eshkolim, we learn that Oynis from Mefate, the whole Mekoyah that we know that it's Chamishim Eshkolim, we learn that Mefate from Oynis. Let's see, Rashi, Migma Gamri Madodi Oynis me Mefate l'Eshkolim, Mefate me Oynis l'Chamishim, is Laha Milsanami Ligmru Madodi. So, if it says, by Oynis, the loisi elisha liyuchalashalcha kol yomov. So there it says he has to marry her. So let's say mafat also has to marry her. Where does it say fakert? Amakra, it says by mafat moher yimerenu loy leisha loy midaitoy. So loy seems that if he wants to marry her, so we have a besunder exeris akos of that mafat is not mechuyev to marry the mefuta. Let us say Rashi, lo milse shiye mefuta noise al kolchoy. Let us see Taisvis. Mo yimrena loy midat, vim taima. So it seems loy, we darshan midaitoi. Fine? Pektaisvis v'im taima. So that's the case. V'loy siya li'isha nidresh nami. Loy midaitoi. So let's say that. Oynis also. If he wants to marry, he should marry you. V'hod d'chsib l'yucha l'shalcho. Aye, it says he can't send her away. I neged the kvar nosa. Yeah. If he wants to marry her, he should marry her. If he marries her, he's stuck. You're manasa, and you married her also, now you're stuck with her. But if you don't want to marry her, you don't have to marry her. V'yashloima, so Taisva says, the ain svore shi'i medatoi, kivin shi'im nosa lo yucha l'shalcha. So Taisva says it's a very modern kugel. That if he wants to, he can, then he marries her. But after he marries her, then he can give her a gift. That doesn't make sense. So the lo yuchal l'shalcho, if it says he stuck with her after he married her, so that's a gilui in the veloisi elisha, he has to marry her. V'oid, and now Taisa says a second teretz, veloisi koi aisha. Lochibina midaita fakel. Here we're speaking about the isha. In other words, it says siya leisha loy. That means we're talking about her. She should become a wife to him. So fakel, we're talking dika about her. So siya means midaita. If she doesn't want, it's not. Avol moye merenu loy leisha. Here we're talking about him. Koya gavre. We're talking about him. So that loy means that loy is coming to tell us midaitoi. Could be that loy is miyuta, but the loy of loy si elisha, we're talking about her. Keitzad shoyse ba'atzitzoi. So the Mishnah says, if she's a balasmu, machigeres, asuma, mukeshchin, he's stuck with her. What is, if she is nimtza bodova erve, oishen ruya lovi bi Yisrael, she's a chayve lavin, Einoi rashoi lekaimo shenema v'loi siya le'isho isho ho'ru'uyoloi. You need an isho that's ru'uyoloi. So if she's also, let's say she's a mamzeres, so now there's no Einoi rashoi lekaimo shenema v'loi siya le'isho isho ho'ru'uyoloi. Omar Rav Kahane, Omrise l'shmaite kame de Rav Zvid menerdoi. Neise yasei v'nitche loisase. Let us say, esse doiche loisase. That the esse of loisi elishe should be doiche de loisase of loyovi mamza. It's lechere, it's very modern. If Emerson Taisus says this kashe, I don't know if Taisus means really to answer what I'd like to say over, but lechere, the Mishnah says, if she's a mamzeres, ein erashoy lakaima, shenema veloisi leisha, isha horu'uyoloi. So it says a posik. However the Gemara darshins, but the Gemara says Isha Ruyaloi, and perhaps we could be mamtik, Rashi and Dafkov Tesam at base, when we hear Lagabi Knas, Isha Ruyalakaimo, so Rashi says, Yavshimim Benashi Mashmalay Tia Loshen Kiyum, Veloi Si Elisha, she should remain his wife. So if she can't remain his wife, there's a lav. So there's no mitzvah. It has to be such a isha that she's permitted to remain being his wife. If she's a chai v'lavin, that's l'chayre, could be what the Mishnah is saying. If she's a chai v'lavin, she neither isha ru'uya l'kaimo, and he's not ru'uya l'kaimo. We'll force him to give her a get. Like the Gemara, so the Gemara is very good. So the Gemara said, but there's a klal esa doicha loisase. So she's ruy lekaimo.
You're going without esedoicha leisasa. Without esedoicha leisasa, you're right. So the pasuk says, "Nida isha ha'ruuya lekaima." I have no reason why you should be roy lekaima. She's a chayve lav. But fact, the gemara let us say esedoicha leisasa, and then she's ruuya lekaima. So the gemara says, "Omali." So Rav Kana said this to Rav Zvid. Omali, heichem inin eisi esen itchalei sase, kigay mila b'tzaras. Mila b'tzaras. That means, let's say, on the Olo, there's a nega. And there's a lav to be kaitzitz a nega, ishama b'nega tzaras. A person cannot cut off the simoni nega. Now there's a mitzvah to take off the Olo. So we have here a conflict. A mitzvah of mila, a lav of tzitzis habaheres, which one will be over when he takes, when he's mechater da ola. So then we say, eser deich alois aser, le efshe le kiyum ila eser. You can't be mekayim the eser without being over the lav. So you say that the eser is deich the lav. Avol hocha I omro de loy beino mi isa le esse klau. But if she says she doesn't want to marry him, there's no esse. Exactly what the Gemara is answering, we'll see Rashi and Tosfos. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, v'nitres lo isase, deine ruye lovi bi Yisroel, kegoyim mamzeres. So the Gemara says, "Mi isa la esa klau, hashte nami melamdin oisa loyma ene reitze." So Rashi says it's a very interesting pshat in the Gemara. If she would say she doesn't want, it wouldn't be an esa. Fine. So now Rashi says, "Oh, if that's the case, so we're going to teach her to say she doesn't want." So first the Ritva says, Ikachos min ha-sefer. I mean, the Gemara just started off the sentence in the modern Firois. That's a horan Rashi. The Gemara just says, you know, if she says she doesn't want, there's no answer. The rest you can figure out yourself already. So we'll teach her to say she doesn't want. The Ritva says, what if she's not such a good student? So then the Ritva says, we'll be kaifa oisa. We'll force her to say she doesn't want. Now, why are we such big kanoim over here? There's a mitzvah of eser deich alois aser. So the Ritva seems to say, we kai for her, kiven de li dido ika isure. There's an issa. So what does that mean? We say Esa Deich Eloisase. So it could be the Ritva means as follows. That means Be'etzem, there's an Issa. There's an Issa on her. There's an Issa on him also. Now, she could, now there's a Din Esa Deich Eloisase. So Lachere, it's a Din Tchie. That means, if you have a conflicting interest, there's an esse, now loisase, so which one gets pushed away? The loisase gets pushed away. But it's not hutro, it's truyots. So, if we could avoid this, we should zicher avoid this. So could be that's what the ritva means, that kiven de ledido ike isure, so, it's not necessary that the love of loyobe mamzer. We have to be over. There's a way to avoid being over the lav. That there shouldn't be this conflict. Say loy be'ina. And they convince her to say loy be'ina. That's how the Ritva says pshat in Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Zok Tosfos, neisi asei v'nitche leisase. Before we see Tosfos, I'd like to say over a beautiful vote from Rabbi Kevege. Rabbi Kevege says that others ask Akasha, there's a Tosfos in Erevin. There's a Gemara that says, if Nisarev Matan Dalid, Matan Echad, let's say that Matan Dalet means Shnaim Shein Arbe, so that's a year Dam of a Bechoyer, and Dam of a Shlomim became this Arif. So you have a problem what to do. If you'll be, you make one Zrike, you're either Bal Tigra. If you'll make Shnaim Shein Arbe, you're either Bal Yosef. So Tais says, let's say Eser Decheleis Asa. What's the problem? Let's, I have an Eser of Zrike. Now if I make a Geherige Zrike, let's say I'm either Bal Tosef, but, I mean, I have to make Dalet. I have a mitzvah of Matan Dalet over here. This dam is mul. A mitzvah of Matan Dalet. Now, if I make the by making the mitzvah of Matan Dalet, I'll be over Bal Taisev because I'm also zayrik the Matan Aleph. So say Eser Deichelois Aser. So Taisev says it's boy an Eser. If it's boy Yedei Pshia, you don't say Eser Deichelois Aser. So someone asked Akasha, this Esa of Loisi Elisha was also boy Dei Pshia. I mean, he was Banasa. And here we do say Esa Doichaloi Sasa. Someone asked this Kasha and Taisus and Eirimen. So Rabbi Kivegis has a beautiful teretz. He says, you don't understand what Taisus is saying. And the Kasha finds sich nicht on. He says, Pshat is like this. There's a mitzvah Esa of Matan Dalet. That's a mitzvah of Matan Dalet. But now we have a conflict. Now, how did this conflict come about? And that's the to your Pshia, because you weren't careful, and it got mixed up a Matan Aleph, a Matan Dalet. Now we have a conflict. So now let's say, no, if there's a conflict, we'll say, yes, a doichaloisa. So I said, no, the din tchia was only said if it comes about on Abshia that we have a conflict. You have a klayim betzitzis, we have mila betzaras. So without anyone's pshia, then we say, yes, a doichaloisas. But if the whole tzorech atchia came out because of your pshia, now we have a problem. Oh, I'll solve the problem. You know, we don't solve problems that way. If you were the one that made the problem. Fine. So Rabbi Kivegi says, but the mitzvahs esser of aloisi elisha, the Torah was machat. This mitzvah is only a boy in the pshia. That means the mitzvah of Laisi Elisha is only if you're ma'anis anisha. The Torah gave a mitzvah. The din tchi is now an automatic din. That means the din tchi comes, now that there is a mitzvah, automatically there's a din tchi. Tosfos only says if the mitzvah would be a mitzvah, there is a mitzvah. And you're creating the problem. So Mamela, so we say, the problem that you create won't be matter a din tchiyah. Well, that doesn't create a din tchiyah. But here the whole mitzvah comes a yedei pshiyah, and the Torah gave this mitzvah. So Mamela, when this mitzvah comes automatically, it comes with a din tchiyah. Let us see Taisus. Nesi yasei venitcha lo isase. Lav, and now the Mishnah says two cases. One that she became a soiter. And one that she's not very lovely because. So Taisus says, Lava nimtza bo dvar el v'porich. The Gemara doesn't ask on that aloch what says in the Mishnah, she became a soite. This bo lava esay. There is a lava esay. Can we never come to the Yevomitz? Lo yuchol bai lo, la rabbi soite shenistaro. Vaino lava. Vidor shine v'nitmo chad lebal v'chad leboil. So there's an Esa also that the Baal is not permitted to be with his wife when she was Nista. So there's no Kash Bechal Esa Decheloisas. Ela Hashem Ruya Lekol Porich. The Gemara is asking, but the Mishnah is speaking about another case. Amam Zeres. They will say Esa Decheloisas. Vim Toima. Fraktoises Vomai Porch Veleisi Esa Velitcheloisas. Hadorish mikro behedya. See, Tosfos asks this kasha. The Mishnah brings down a posik. Hadorish mikro behedya be Mishnah de beinen isha horo uyaloi. The Mishnah brings down a posik that the reason there's no mitzvah because neither isha uyaloi. So Memele, so she's not a Isha Ruya Loi. V'loi, the whole mitzvah of Seal Isha, that could be Isha Ruya Loi. Isha that's not Ruya Loi, there's no mitzvah. So what's the kasha Esa Doicha Loi Sas? So what's the kasha of the Gemara? Ulamayde Mishanid Loi Choshiv Esa. It's not, it's Heisnish kein Esa. Kosher, the Ma'itzach Kolim Yutish and Ruyaloi. So I'd need the Posek. The Mishnah brings down that Posek. Without a Posek, you can figure it out. B'yeshloim the Lav Me'yitura Dekra. So they says three Turutim on this Kosher. Number one, the Lav Me'yitura Dekra Ma'apik Leib Masnisen. The Mishnah doesn't mean to say that since the Mishnah does not mean to say that the whole mitzvah is only to Isha Ruyaloi. Ela de veloi seal isha mashma midaito. That's what the Mishnah means. It says in the Pasuk veloi seal isha, see midaito. Allahim might isha shenaru yaloi, the amalabina lemi isalas the klal. That's fakir, the Mishnah is saying, why shouldn't he marry her? Because she need her das. And if she doesn't want to marry him, so there's no mitzvah. So that's why he doesn't marry her. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah, not is a drosh, you need a Isha Ruyaloi. The Mishnah says you need a Isha Ruyaloi. Why? Because you need her das. And if she's not maskim, so there's no Esa. Yilkach lechoshiv Esa. V'loidochi loisas. So lechayre, so this is a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah. But the whole problem is, so what was the Gemara's kasha then? So the answer says in the Mishnah. Does zok the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that since you need a das, so without a das, there's no es. Amikol mokim salke daitach the porich hashte, aber eichadomer beinele les es, abilitche lois hasa. The Gemara understood. Very good. If she doesn't want, then there's no es. But what if she does want for the Gemara? If she does want, she have an essay. A master of Lomar Be'ina Le'choshiv Esse. It's not, I think Le'choshiv Esse, I mean the lotion of the Ritva is that it's not, it doesn't have it's not an Esse Choshuv that's Roy Litchois. We'll see later in the end of the Sugya. It's not similar to real b'tzaras. This is an essay that is not dependent on her rotzen. So it's a schwacher essay. So it doesn't have a koyach atchia. Inami, that's one pshat in the Mishnah. Miyatur de kradorish. Could be, there's a drosha taka. V'loi siya leisha. That you need isha haru yoloi. Ayes, that's the mitzvah. Upog the lesser esse, v'yitcha loy sase. Aye, it says you need a isha ruya loy, v'yitur de kronuki lachai v'krisus. We'll say like this, this is called the isha ruya loy, because esse doicha loy sase. That's the way we wanted to say when we learned the Gemara. V'yitur, aye, the posuk says need a isha ruya loy, that's to be mamayit chai v'krisus. I why need a posik b'chai v'krisis? That's poshut that ain't esadoch aleisas shesh b'koris. The lav kroa v'shrin efelachai v'krisis. Toil v'israbu leknas leil b'reish pirken israbu nami l'nesuyin. The kroi mishtam ishapa deich ike knas ike nami nesuyin. Heistis the Gemara means to say that Mitaisis says as follows, that the loshen of the posik would be mashmeh that the chiyuv nisuin is totally in the chiyuv knas. So memele, since we have a ribui, that the chiyuv knas is chal by a chayve krisis, even though she's a lav basavai. So I would say, forget that's a gilui, that a lav basavai is also mitzvah leisil isha. And that I have a posik nidi sheruyuloi. But a chai v'lav nestaki shiruyeloi esa doicha loisas. Inami yeshloi ma'third pshatochi poch nesi esa v'nitche loisas. Ay v'chitayim shani ochi de golikro. אם כן נגמר מיוחד בכל דוכתות לא ידוחי.
So forget it. That's a problem. The pasuk says she's not roi.
So that's a right. You don't say yes or doich alo yisase. How do these two things stim? Umishanid loichoshe beset. Not choshe, it's not a loichoshe beset litchoise. I think it's not an eset that's dependent on her rotzen and that can become this battle through her rotzen. It's not choshe litchoise. It's not doim et... Tutumila b'tzaras. Umikomokim itztrich kro, but you need a posik to tell us this. The ilav kro avachashvina lay, the lay efshe lekayim shneim, v'choshev esse, dika mitzvahi lisa, ki hecha demrini peg beiz di yibomis, t'chlitza bokim yibom, lav mitzvahi. That means without a posik, I would zicha say, that it has a chshivas of an eset to make tchiyah, just like the Gemara says that by Yibum, you say eset deichel loisas if she's a chayv ilavin. I already say eset deichel loisas, it's efshel kam shneim mek chalitze. So Gemara says chalitze b'mokim Yibum, lav mitzvi. It's not a choshev a mitzvah. It's not a parallel mitzvah. So I would think that the zikr, if she doesn't want, there's no mitzvah. But the ikr is that the ikr mitzvah lisa, if she doesn't want, finished. But the mitzvah is that he should marry her. That's the ikr kavanah sakra. So we should say tchiyah. The Gemara seems to say that since it's tali narotzen lechoshev eset. Kegoin milo b'tzaraz. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam. The Lesimna Balman Nokte. That what the Gemara wants to say. That the Din Tchiyah is like Milo B'tzaras. This is not a Makur. This is not a good Moshel Vesa Deich Eloisas. Number one, the Bekaitzis Baros Ike Esa Beloisas. Number one, it's not a Loisas alone. It's a Loisas of Esa. Kedemrine Perikra Beleza Demila Loshen Echad Akosu B'svorah. Aye, Adarabas, so let's learn half from over there, Esa Doch Loisasab Esa. Mahasala Yafinam Baalmadalasi Esa Bedochi Loisasab Esa. The Malam Milish Kenichaso Allah Yugimal Brises. Ala Ike Milse Mikloim Betitsis. The Gemara is loved after the Makair of Esa Doch Loisasa is Kloim Betitsis. Ve'im Taima. V'hokloyim betzitzes. Why do you say eser doicha loisase by kloyim betzitzes? So efshel lekayim shnei. There, the mitzvah, it is not necessary to be matched the lav in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's efshel lekayim shnei. Sheyase betalis tzema. Chutin shel tzema. You want to put on chutin shel pishta? Yeah, then you have a problem. But it's efshel lekayim shneim. You could put in chutin shel tzema. So memele, so why is there a din tchiyah? It seems that, maybe that's what pshat, that teisulam lechoshev esed, teisulam pshat, that if you could avoid the confrontation, there's no din tchiyah. So there's no din tchiyah. So Taisa says, here we can also avoid the confrontation. And I beg it, shel tzema, you can put in chutim shel tzema. V'oimari, you're right. But the betale shel pishton, but a beged of pishton yefshel lekayim shneim. There you have to have this confrontation of the mitzvah of tzitzis keneged isra of kloim. The leyefshel lekayim mitzvahs tcheles ala yedei kloim. The tcheles amrehu, because tcheles is will. So on a beged of pishton, you have to be over the love of kloim in order to become the mitzvah of tcheles. V'ze ein lonu loima shiye osa lilbaish talis shal pishton b'shum de'efsha b'shal tzema.
So Taisvis says, so let's also say, we could avoid the confrontation of tzitzis with klaim. Wear a beged shel tzemer. There won't be klaim. You have to wear tchelis. Wonderful. I have a nice if you take a beged shel tzemer and put tchelis shel tzemer in the beged shel tzemer. There won't be those. You're wearing a beged shel pishna. Now you have problems. So it's efshel l'kaim shteim. You can become the mitzvah of tchelis without being over the iser of klaim. So Taisha says, "Ba'ein zachar shev efsha." This is not called efsha. Now we have to understand what is pshat and Taisha. What is Taisha saying? So on Chidushi Rab Reuven on Yevamis Simin Beis, Rab Reuven says as follows: the mitzvah of tzitzis. Let me say over the loshen of Rab Reuven. Chiyev atzitzis maschel al yedei levishis atalas. That means, what is machayev a person to put on tzitzis? If he has a talas of dalet knofis, so the talas is a machayev. Vahachiyev shel talazu, so now I have a talas of pishton, so now I have a machayev. I have a machayev to put on tchelas. V'achiyev shel talazu I evshel lasois be'inyin shel heta. That means you cannot be memale the chiyev of tzitzis on this talis without chiyev. You have a machayev, a beggar of pishna is a machayev to wear tzitzis. Ve'ein zechoshuv evshel masha yochel lishanois es a machayev. That's not called Evsha. You could take away this Machayev. That's not called Evsha. Evsha is, you have a Machayev, and you could avoid the confrontation of tzitzis with sharpness. For example, you have a beged shel tzemer, and you want to put in dalet chutim shel pishton. You have to put in dalet chutim shel pishton. You want to put in, you have a Machayev to put in tzitzis. So put in dalet chutim shel tzemer. So memele there, noch the mechayev, you could avoid the problem of shatness. You could avoid the problem of tchiyah. So you say, no, I don't want to avoid it. I'll say it in tchiyah. That's the din. It's efshel l'kaim shneim. Could have the mitzvah. But in this mechayev, you can't avoid tchiyah. This is a mechayev. Pishtin is a machayev, and this machayev you cannot avoid. It's machayev a mitzvah of tchelis. A beged of pishtin is machayev a mitzvah of tchelis, and in this machayev you can't avoid tchiyah. So you say yes, adai chaloisas. The only case of efsha is if after the machayev it is not necessary to make tchiyah. Like we said, a beged shall tzemer and lovan shall pishtin.
Kol hamato tcheles besadin birishalayim einei ela min hametmiyim. The Gemara says in Menachos that whoever puts tcheles in a beged shel pishton einei ela min hametmiyim. That no one puts tcheles in a beged shel pishton. Umafarish begmar, what do you mean? Zeira mishum kala ilam. That means Chazal were afraid. That's true, that the mitzvah of tcheles is doiche, the love of kloim. So if a person would have a geherge tcheles, a kosher tcheles, there would be no shaila. But you have to have a good heksha. And what if a person will purchase kala ilon? That means he'll purchase tcheles, which is advertised as tcheles, but it's not tcheles. It looks like tcheles. It's the same color of tcheles, but it's kala ilon. Now he's going to put this on a beged shel pishton. So what's going to happen? So there's no mitzvah of tcheles. So he's wearing shatnet. So Chazal said, they were oike mitzvahs, tzitzis on a beged shel pishton, in order he shouldn't be
over the Isser of Shatnes. Fregt der Gemorre, Vaporech lo yiye el elovon. So the Gemara says, why do you have to be yoyker? So it's not treilis. So it's lovon. Lovon, we also say yes, doich lo yisase. Umeshani efshe beminay, kidereish lokish. The Omar kol mokin, sha'ato, if you could be mekayim shneim, you mekayim shneim. So the Gemara says, it's Efshel Kaim Shneim. Who tells you to wear Lovon of Tzema? Wear Lovon of Pishto. So there's no Din Tchiyah. Alts Mitzvah Lovon, there's no Din Tchiyah. You could wear Lovon Shal Pishto. Alts Mitzvah Tcheiles, who says you're wearing Tcheiles? So Mamela, they said, better don't put in any tzitzis. So Taisa says, Hosom Vadai. It's not Efshel Kaim Shneim. Given the lack of Tcheiles, Allah, Keil, Lovon, Mitzvah, Lovon, Efshel, Kaim, Bemina. That's very good, the Gemara. That's called Efshel. That means you have a Mechayev, and you could be Mechayev the Mitzvah without Tchiyah. He could be Mechayev Mitzvah, Lovon, without Tchiyah. And you go and you put in Lovon, Shel, Tzemer. There's no Din Tchiyah. Because the Mitzvah of Lovon, it does not necessarily have to be Niskayim, Dafka, Yedei, Tchiyah. Could avoid Tchiyah by putting in love on Shal Pishto. Vim Toima, V'oma Hosom Lael, Chutei Tzemer, Poitrin B'Shal Pishto. So Taisha says there's a Gemara in Menachis that says you are permitted to put Tzemer in Pishto. Chutei Tzemer, Poitrin B'Shal Pishto. V'Shal Pishto, Poitrin b'shel tzemer. A gemore. V'amai poitrin. So Taisus asks, v'amai poitrin. V'efshe l'kayim shnei. The love on efshe b'minai. What is pshat in that gemore? V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. T'chol dalid chutin lovon. If a person will put Dalet Chutei Lovon in of an opposite mean, Fadayosa, the Efshel Beminai, a person will put Dalet Chutei Tzemer and a Beged Shel Pishton. A person will put Dalet Chutei Pishton and a Beged Shel Tzemer. There's no Din Tchiyah, because you could have you could have been Mekayim Mitzvahs Lovon B'minoi. So it's Efshe B'minoi. Aye. This is what a Gemara Menachas that says Nitzazai. Chutei Tzemer, Poitrin B'Shal Pishton. B'Shal Pishton, Poitrin B'Shal Tzemer. Avol Chosom Koma. The Gemara Menachas is speaking about something else. The Shnei Chutei Tzemer Lovon Poitrin B'Shal Pishton. Tu Chutei Tzemer Lovon A Poitrin B'Shal Pishton. The Migu The Tcheiles Potro Shekvar Nase Kloim A Yedei Tcheiles Sheboy Lovon Shel Tzemer Nami Potter. So the Lovon of Tzemer will also pata. This is one migu. Now, before we go further, I'd like to elaborate what Tosfos is saying till now. Rab Reuven in Yevamim Simen Beis says that Tosfos, if we learn Tosfos Elech, Tosfos is saying as follows. I have a beged shel pishton. Now, from Tosfos it would seem, now, two chutim of tcheilas I have to put in. That's no shaila, because that's yefsha b'mina. You have to put in two chutim of tcheilas. Now, it would seem from Tosfos, the other two chutim, you should put pishton. That's what you should do. Why can I put the other two chutim, why can I make them tzemer? is a lumdus of migu. Now we need migu, and then Taisa says what the lumdus of migu is. So let us explain these two nekudis. Why, if you would put two chutim of pishton with two chutim of tcheiles, you don't need migu. When you put two chutim of, all four chutim are tzemer, two are tcheiles and two are lovon, then there's a lumdus of migu. Rabbi Reuven explains as follows. Taisvis had said before, let us say that why is tcheiles doiche a beged shel pishton? Let's say efsher he could wear a beged shel tzemer. So Tais, that's not called efsher. That means the beged is the machayev, and for kelt they have a machayev of, if you have a machayev of pishton, so memele, so I have a machayev now. So now the only way can be mekayim the mitzvah is only through sharpness. So Rabbi Reuven says, if you have a beged shel pishton and two chutim of pishton, the two chutim of pishton are a chelik of the beged. That's part of the beged. So this beged is mechayev tcheiles. It becomes part of the beged. So there's no taina. Why are you wearing such a beged? I'm allowed to wear a beged shel pishton. So memele, two a beged of pishton and two chutei lovan of pishton, there's no problem now to put on tcheiles, because the beged plus the two chutim are mechayiv tcheiles. There's no taine that you should have a different mechayiv. No. The beged and the two chutim are mechayiv tcheiles, and so it's mechayiv tcheiles. I'll say yes, adoy chaloisas. But if I have four chutim of tzemer, two atcheles and two alovam, now we have here a problem. Who told you to put two chutim of tzemer over here? You're making shatnes. You're making shatnes, and you could have avoided this shatnes. This shatnes is avoidable. So Taisa says, you're right. And if we would go elech esedoy chaloisas, you're coming with a tiny. I could have avoided shatnes, but there's a migu. Rebbe, am I wearing shatnes? Good, I could have avoided. I hear you screaming, I could avoid it, shatnes. But I'm going to ask you, am I wearing shatnes now? I hear there two chutim of tcheiles. Am I wearing shatnes? I am wearing shatnes. Fine. So now if I'm wearing shatnes, so now these two chutim of tzemelova can also be doiche. It works with tchiyah. But the whole time of Resh Lakish is you don't say tchi if you could avoid being over the lav. But now I am over the lav. So then I don't have to be so frum already. You could have avoided, I'm over the lav of Klayim. So Mamela then under two chutim of Tzemel Lovon, then I'll say yes, the chaloisas. Even though this Klayim could be avoided, but there's a svar of Migu. But migu, you're wearing kloyim side by side, so you could have another siba of kloyim, and we'll say yes, adoy chalaisas, and this siba. That is what Taisus is saying till now. So Taisus is saying, let's see again in a very great time. The whole dalal chutim lovam vada yosa. The evshel beminoi, aval hosam koma, the shnei chutim tzema lovam, poitrin bishel pishtom, the migu, the trailes potro, shekvarna, what's that in the migu? Migu. Vibalt. The trailers potter, the trailers potter, the beggar shall pishten. Shekvarna se kloyim ayidei trailer sheboy. Became already kloyim through the trailers. Is love on shall tseminami potter. So now we'll say the love on is also doiche. We'll say yes, doiche loisase. Period. So far, it's not too bad. And then Taisva says further, umigu. The shnei chutei. So now we see that two lamaisa, but we have this halacha, whatever the lomdus of the halacha is, but we have a halacha that two chutei lovon of tzemer we permitted to put into a beged of pishton even though it's Efshel Lekayim Shneyem, but we have this halacha, that the mitzvah of these two chutim, of Lavon, is Doiche the Isser of Kloim, even though it's Efshel Lekayim Shneyem. So we have this halacha, that by Lavon, two chutei Lavon, we say the Chie, if it's Efshel Lekayim Shneyem. Even though it's Efshel Lekayim Shneyem. So now we go further, Umigu. Which we just mentioned before. So now, but there's another migu. Now, what is this migu? This migu is a pachat. This migul is not cheshbon. Hey, you could have put love on shel tzemer. Why are you putting love on shel pishtan? So this Rab Reuven says is a posik. There's a posik. This is a gzeiras hakosel. But it's migul. That means that since we find two chutei love on, there's a koyach of tchiye, even though it's efshel lekayim shnayim. So now there's a limud tzemer upishtim that two chutei love on shel pishtim. You also say tchiye, even though it's efshel lekayim shnayim by two chutei. V'tzorech iyun im shnei chutei lovon shel pishton u'shnei chutei lovon shel tzemer mutalosis betale shel tzemer oy betale shel pishton d'shem aleihutru shnei chutei lovon al davki b'mokim tcheiles avol sheloi b'mokim tcheiles loi peidum aloi shno do shnei chutei lovon shel pishton poitrin b'shel tzemer avol gav dohosom tcheiles loi malav loi moirit. They also tchelus leinasa katikloi. So Taisva says, va'ache kichloisakel. We have a halacha of migu that you say that two chutim. There's a din tchiyah, even though it's efshel lekayim shneim. So it could be the other two chutim have to be minon. That's for sure. But on two chutim that make kloyim, we say asa doicheloisasa, even though it's efshel lekayim shneim. That I have a migu. So Memela, so Taisa says the other two chitum is not necessarily have to be tcheles. As long as it's minel, we also be good. That means in a baggage shell tzemer, if I have two chutim shell tzemer lovon, and two chutim of pishton lovon, and the two chutim of pishton lovon, I have a dizadin migu that esa doich aloisas, even though it's efshel lekayim shnei. Period. Ve'en lahakshoyz. Yishoru shnei chutei lovon bekloyim. If two chutei lovon amuta bekloyim, even though they make kloyim, afilo ain't tcheles imoem. So let's go back to the Gemara in Menachas. Amay matal tcheles pesadnim birishlaim ein elamin amatmiim. The Gemara says, maybe he'll end up with Kala Ilon. Yatilu imo shnei chutei lovon shel pishton. Let him put in two chutei lovon of pishton. So my mail the two chutei lovon of pishton is doch that's minay. But filo have a hut chaylis kole ilon. I love on gomer shari. We just said now that you're allowed on two chutim of lovon. There's a din hesed doich aloisas, even though it's efshel lekayim shneim. Tikal migzis shem yatilo imo shnei chutei lovon shel tzemer. That's good. If we would be assured that with this, the two chutei tcheles, he'll put in two chutei lovon shel pishton, you're right. But maybe he'll think that this two chutei lovon shel tcheles is really tcheles. So if it's really tcheles, so then you're allowed to put in two chutei lovon shel tzemer, al tzmigo. And really he has four chutei lovon of tzemer. Which you don't say yes, doich aloisase. Viz mushash nechutim atzu mentches, we call dal chutim loven shel tzemer. Zok taisus weite, I amra loy beina me isela esse klau. So the Gemara said there's no din chie, because if she said loy beina, there's no esse. You could avoid chie. Hiksha, so mele, if you could avoid chie, there's no din chie. Hiksha harav rabbe Ezra, amai itzrach kope kamad yevomis, Dein Esed de Kibbud Doiche Shabbos. The more learns out from a Pasuk that the mitzvah of Kibbud Oveim is not Doiche Shabbos. Holeke Esed the Oma Loi Be'inan Le Kibbud Mi Ise Le Esed Klau. What'll be, for example, the father told his son, I want you to cook for me in Shabbos. Now, there's a mitzvah Esed de Reise of Kibbud Ov. The Gemara brings a posik that the mitzvah says of Kibbudov is not Teiche Shabbos, Atem, Vavichim, Echiyovim, Bekvayda Mokim, it's not Teiche Shabbos, fine. Perktach Teisvis, why do you need a posik if the father would say, I don't want you to cook? So there wouldn't be an Esser. So Memela just, so therefore there's no Din Chiyah. So Memela, so why do you need a posik? Yeshleim the hosam ikomok imiyav kshetziva of ave esa lasis mitzvosayim. So what is Pshat and Taisvist Eretz? Rabbi Reuven says in Simen Dalad as follows. He says like this. He says, by our Gemara, when a person is ma'anes se'isha, there is a chiyuv. And the chiyuv makes a mitzvah. And with the chiyuv, by saying loy be'inin, she could be oike the mitzvah. You have a chiyuv, and you could be oike the mitzvah by her saying loy be'ino. That's such a mitzvah that she could be oike doesn't have a koyach atchiyah. But by a father, when he says, I want you to cook, there's a chiyuv. When he says, I don't want you to cook, there's oike the mitzvah. There's no chiyuv. He doesn't want anymore. There's no chiyuv. So that's not called a klishus in the mitzvah, that whenever he wants is a chiyuv. So that's a doime to esed doiche loisad. To einis. V'linirim, the hoche gabi dido, anupshat in the Gemara. The hoche gabi dido leke esed. The Gemara means to say as follows. She doesn't have a chiyuv esed. The boy amra loy beina loy. I stigmak las a shail. Is there a mitzvah esa on her? Is there a mitzvah esa on her also? There's a mitzvah loy silish. Is this mitzvah on her? So the Gemara says, I bring a raya. There's no mitzvah on her because if she doesn't want, she doesn't have to. If there'd be a mitzvah on her, what should she doesn't want? The boy amra loy beina leke. Hilkach ein lo laver belav mishemese di day. Dehi musheres kemoisoi. Vish vakosu vishalish kadam rinim v'yesh mutores. So Taisu says, a moira de kipshat in the Gemara. The Taisu says, a moira de kipshat, loshna Gemara shfer, but in Lomdus it's very good. Taisu is saying, a moira de kipshat. Taisu is saying that the mitzvah of Laisiyah le'isha is on who? So Taisus, so the Gemara is saying the mitzvah is only on him, not on her. Because if she would have a mitzvah, what's that leibina? How could she say leibina? There's a mitzvah. What do you mean leibina? If the Torah said she can say leibina, so we see from the Torah, the whole mitzvah is on him. On her, there's no mitzvah. That's what she can say. If I want, if I don't want. So if there's no mitzvah on her, so what'll be doicha her love? His mitzvah can't be doicha her love. That's what Taisus says. Taisus says, That he has a mitzvah sasa for loisiyah leisha, but she doesn't have any mitzvah. V'arai she can say loy beino. So memele, so that's why we can't say esa doicha loisasa, because she has a lav and she doesn't have an esa. So memele and his esa cannot be doicha her lav.